Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of the Conscious Junkie podcast show. It's a very special day today because I am recording this podcast from Rishikesh in India. It's a beautiful place and we, and that means me, 70 other students and a lot of teachers and staff have been spending almost a month here for a 200-hour Kundalini yoga teacher training level 1. And over the past few weeks, I've learned so much about myself, about the Kundalini yoga practice, about a lot of other people as well. And it's been an incredible journey. And I know that for a few of you guys, it's not quite clear what Kundalini yoga is. So this podcast really is here for you to give you a bit of a broader idea of what Kundalini yoga is. So I will be sharing a bit more about that later, but I also asked a few brand new yogi friends to share what Kundalini means for them and what they think it actually is. So I'm first joined by Sita, who is part of my beautiful Jetta group. And throughout this retreat, we formed Jetta group so that every morning we had a moment to share. And it was a very, very nice half an hour because we would just sit down, set the alarm and had the opportunity to talk and share and vent for 3 minutes without interruptions. So that might sound easy, but actually it's quite a practice. It's a beautiful practice, but it was really nice so that you can just could just share at the beginning of the day how you were feeling and what was going on. So I bring to the show Sita. Welcome.
Hello. Yes, so my name is Sita and I'm 42 years old. I'm from Canada, Alberta, and I've been practicing Kundalini yoga for about 4 or 5 years, we'll say. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what made you decide to go all the way to India to do an actual Kundalini yoga teacher training?
Well, I came here to India because of Gurmukh. I've been searching for a teacher for the last couple of years, actually. And, you know, I kind of just threw it out there to the universe. When you want to take a course and there's so much out there, you don't know who to go to, how to train, because there's many ways of training for Kundalini yoga. And so I was just kind of like put out my feelers and like listening to like or looking at what's going on in the world of Kundalini yoga. And so when I saw that Gurmukh, which is a teacher that I was following online, was teaching a 1 month intensive in India, which I love, the dates worked out, everything worked out. And so that was my sign for me to register. And here I am.
To end up here.
Wow. In this beautiful sanctuary. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear the birds and the river, it's really beautiful here.
It's really beautiful. And It's our before last day. Isn't it crazy?
It's amazing how this month just flew by.
It did. So if we talk about the practice of Kundalini yoga, can you just briefly explain what does Kundalini yoga mean? Not to you, but in general.
In general, well, I see it. Of course, it's going to be according to my own experience, but you know, I see Kundalini yoga as a form of yoga or a practice that allows inner transformation. And that's what attracted me to Kundalini yoga in the first place, is because I needed help changing things in my life. And so it's very difficult, right? When you want to change like habits or patterns or addictions in your life, and it's just, you know, you have an intention, but then you find yourself just doing the same thing over and over and over again. And it's almost like out of your control, almost like you're on automatic, right? And it's really hard to stop doing what you're doing and change. And so Kundalini yoga for me was more of a technology, or like a way that I can use my breath, I can use my consciousness, I can use movements to tune into my body and to change patterns and to like remove or not remove, but like get like the stagnant energy that's within me and within my mind and my heart to transform into just something else. Not knowing what it's going to transform into, like hoping that it's always transforming into something that's bigger and brighter and happier and more loving, but just getting those stagnant or old patterns out of the way so that I can start shifting in my life into something different. Of course, we're always going to have challenges and we're just going to, you know, so Kundalini yoga offers like this amazing space inside of me, an energetic space that I can feel safe in, that I feel transforms on its own. Like, you don't even have to try. You just find that your old patterns are kind of falling away.
Is that what happened to you? Could you really leave old patterns behind because of the Kundalini yoga practice?
Yeah. So as I've been doing Kundalini yoga, I notice, and it seems so simple, right? It seems like, you know, your yoga, you're doing your yoga, you're just breathing, you're stretching or whatever, doing movements. You don't even really know what you're doing. But all of a sudden, you're like, hey, I reacted really differently to that event. Something that's happened to me more than once, this time I'm actually really cool about it. Or I switched really quickly. You know, I was really angry for like 5 minutes, whereas before it used to be 2 days or something like that, right? So you start noticing yourself. It feels like you're like the pressure valve goes down. For me, that's what it felt like. So definitely it feels a little bit effortless. You know, of course the yoga can feel, you know, sometimes difficult, but it really, really helps.
Yeah. Wonderful. I really like how you explain that.
Yeah.
This inner transformation. Also outer transformation, because you see everybody changing here.
Yes.
Like all this transformation inside and outside.
Exactly. It's like we're peeling away layers.
That's it.
Right? Yeah. And it's not necessarily fun to peel away layers because we're used to having them. It's our, you know, we feel comfortable, or, you know, it's difficult to feel change. Mm-hmm. And so as we're like peeling away the layers and seeing what comes with that layer, it's not always easy to see. It comes into the consciousness. But you know what's inside? You know, I have this image right now of a banana. It's funny, but you know, the banana inside is what you're trying to find, right? The fruit, the sweetness, the softness, the whatever,
flowers,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, as we're peeling away the things that are uncomfortable, we're also at the same time in this beautiful space of feeling more authentic. You know, being angry and being sad is sometimes being authentic, because that's what's there in that moment.
Yeah.
And as we peel away the layers, well, there's going to be more love, more joy, more happiness, more sunshine and smiles and good moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sita, I want to thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Amanbir, 36 years old, from New York City. And I love Kundalini Yoga because it helps me to connect deeper within myself. And in the midst of challenges, I find that to be a great thing, because it allows me to feel like I have more resources, more capabilities for handling those challenges. And it provides so many tools to face all the different aspects of life, from health, relationships, personal interactions, communication. And that's what I really appreciate. It really feels like a toolbox within my life on how to really thrive more and to live more efficiently, vibrantly.
And since when have you been practicing Kundalini?
Since 2005.
Okay, well, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you start practicing with Gurmukh?
No, I started practice with another teacher named Guru Nam. And it was at a studio called Universal Force Healing Center.
Yeah. And how long have you been practicing and like teaching with Gurmukh and the family now?
Let's see. I've been teaching with Gurmukh since 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 10 years.
Yeah,
this 10 is
years.
Your anniversary.
Yeah. This is I think this is the 20th teacher training I've taught with Gurmukh.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you as a teacher. I hope you know that.
Oh, I appreciate all of you.
What is the thing you love about it most?
I love about teacher training is seeing all of you grow up. Like on the first day, all you were crawling around, remember? And then now you're all standing and ready to go out there and spread the light to the world. So that's always a beautiful process to watch.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
And then is there a thing that you find very challenging?
A thing that I find very challenging is definitely the travel, to be away from home. I miss my kitty guru. But at the same time, it's a challenge that is really nice, because then I appreciate home more and I appreciate life in New York more.
Yeah. Okay, you've got another few weeks to go here.
Yeah.
You're going on another adventure.
Yeah, a few weeks to go. I'm leading a yatra through India. Then I go to take a course in Italy with Gurudev. And then I'm teaching a retreat in the Czech Republic.
Awesome.
So then I'm home Christmas time.
Around Christmas, you'll
yeah.
be home. Will you be teaching in New York in the first week of January?
Yeah, up until the 5th. And then I'm leading a retreat in Belize.
Okay, you continue to travel.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Amamir.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Hi, my name is Carla Farah, and my spiritual name is Gyan Rajmeet, which means wisdom, divine flow of God's wisdom, and beloved friend to all. I am 34 years old, from California, but grew up in New Hampshire, and just traveling around now. And I've been practicing Kundalini Yoga for about 6 years, off and on, and very committed now for about a year and a half, I would say. Kundalini Yoga for me is just the power of expansion, the power of awareness, the power to allow our consciousness to elevate. So in turn, we can be more purified, we can be more clear, and help to elevate and serve the world and raise the consciousness and vibration of the world. So I got into Kundalini Yoga. I was practicing a lot of Anasara Yoga and Hatha Yoga. And it was about 6 years ago, and I was doing makeup and hair in Los Angeles as a freelance makeup artist. And I had this amazing business. And from an outside perspective, somebody would be like, wow, this girl's life's amazing. She's making lots of money. She's working on celebrities and commercials and weddings and doing all this stuff. And it was great and it was fun. But I always knew in my heart that there was something more. And I never wanted to settle for just the secondary kind of lifestyle, or settle for the lifestyle that we're conditioned to believe that we need to live, meaning, oh, you know, go to school, go to college, get a job, have this amazing career, buy a house, have kids. To me, I always felt like my soul craved something deeper. And so the yoga practice itself started to elevate me more and broaden my awareness. But then the first Kundalini class I took, I just remember I was like, oh my God, this is it. This to me felt more truthful than the years of other yogas that I've practiced. And it's just such a powerful practice because, you know, we're not just doing asanas, we're doing pranayama, which is breath work. We're doing mudras, which is these hand movements that all have symbology. We're doing chanting mantras, all in these Gurmukhi language, which is just this beautiful, powerful language. It's, you know, mantras, this amazing sound current that heals. And so in combination with all the amazing kriyas and the asanas we're doing, so Kundalini in itself is just very powerful. And the first time I did it, it was just transformative, instantly for me, you know, personally. And it took me on a path of awakening, really. And the more I practiced Kundalini, I started to awaken in the imbalances in my life. I was leading a life very in the masculine energy, which was action, go, do, create, and do all of this, you know, success, power, this kind of idea. And it started to tap me into my feminine essence, that Shakti energy, which Kundalini is a Shakti yoga. It's an energy that really awakens that Shakti goddess energy. Whether you're man or male or female, we have both sides. So it's powerful to practice and come into balance with both energies. But once I started to embody that goddess, that Shakti within me, I just kind of had an identity crisis. And I realized...
Too overwhelming, you'd say?
Not overwhelming. It was just, I was like, oh my God, I've been living a lie in a sense. And this ego lie, like, oh, I have this status and I'm Carla and I'm doing this and I do makeup and hair. And it was cool and awesome for what it was, but I realized it was kind of an illusion, like Maya, you know, the illusion, we're living the illusion. And so I decided, after like practicing Kundalini consistently, along with other things that I changed in my life, my diet, you know, a lot of my friends, things like that, I realized I had to let everything go. And that's what Kundalini did for me. It allowed me to like move past the illusion. And I sold all my belongings. I got out of the relationship I was in at the time. I literally left my career, like the thing that gave me that security.
Your identity.
Yes, my old this idea of what an identity was, because I really was able, through Kundalini Yoga and other practices, but really Kundalini Yoga pushed that It made me recognize the infinite self and that we are so expansive and we have more than one identity. We are living archetypes of so many things. And when we recognize that and realize that, we start to awaken memories within us. Mm. And our spirit starts to take hold and our hearts are able to lead us versus our minds. And that's what I was able to do. I let everything go. I jumped into the abyss of the unknown, and I've been doing that ever since. And yes, it's been challenging. There's been obstacles. But what I've found with Kundalini yoga is it's a sustainable practice, meaning in my moments of darkness, in my moments of shadow, in my moments of uncertainty, I'm able to tap into this practice and it brings me groundedness. It brings me clarity and it brings me back to that connected self.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Hello, my name is Avtar Randeep and I'm 30 years old from Barcelona. I love Kundalini yoga because it's kind of a washing machine. And so whenever you go to class, you get out washed and you feel different. And so after many times doing this kind of practice, you start to question yourself, something deeper from within. And this leads you to a path of awareness and self-discovery that really lifts me up.
Nice. And during your course here, what was the thing you loved most?
What I loved the most in this course was all the people around, getting all the connections, all the friendships going, and also the most challenging classes to be able to push through all of them.
And talking about challenging things, what was the most challenging thing or element from this course for you personally?
I think emotions coming up, anger coming up, some release coming up, and just look into your own shadows and see where you are still lacking some, not lacking, but you are a little bit more limited and that you need to work on.
Mm-mm. And your biggest takeaway from the course, the last question?
Commitment. The biggest takeaway is commitment. Cool. To be able to push through when you don't want to.
Not to give up and to continue. Are you going to continue with Sarana?
Yes, I will.
Every damn day?
I think so.
Good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Ida. I'm 27 years old and I live in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And I'm practicing Kundalini yoga since a long time already. I don't know when I started, but I was 18, about 18. And for me, it means really a lot. I think it's shaped me a lot in growing up and going through my 20s. And I really feel that it's a super, super powerful tool for me to enjoy life, to be happy, to do what I want to do, to become stronger on all aspects, and to really learn and enjoy this learning as well. So it's a really... Yeah, I really love it. It was love on first sight, and it's really, it still is, yeah.
So, and what is the thing you love most? You can say anything, can be an exercise, can be...
Well, I love to chant, to sing actually, and to use the power of prayer through singing, and to use my voice for that. And I love to dance as well. The good thing about Kundalini yoga is that it's so... it has so many varieties. It's so complete.
Free, yeah.
Yeah, so you can have a lot of exercise. It's really... today we did such a strong exercise on our bodies. But it's, well, it can be super soft. And you can chant, but you can as well shout. And you dance, or you can sit still. So it's a very complete form. And I really love that.
Yeah, it's quite nice. In the beginning, I thought maybe I have to do a workout on the side. But then some kriyas are just so intense that you really do not have to do workouts on the side. There's no energy for that.
Well, I think it's a good... When you only meditate, it's really good to compensate with a lot of exercises. But you can make it as active as you want it to be.
Totally, yeah. And back home, do you do sadhana every day?
Well, I really try to, but sometimes... I'm not as committed as I would like to be. But now I really feel... that I want to be so strong in my sadhana and I think this is the way to manifest things for me, to really be very strong there. And yeah, I think that's I'm very motivated at the moment, which is good. I need to have this motivation high, to keep it high.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much, Ida, for sharing. Satnam.
Hello, my name is Maida. I'm 29 years old and I live currently in Berlin. I'm from Brazil. I've been practicing Kundalini Yoga since April 2019. It's not a long journey. And what does Kundalini Yoga mean to me? To me, Kundalini Yoga kind of saved my life, because it connected me to my body, to my soul and to my breath. I learned how to breathe. So for me, Kundalini means health.
Yeah. Very nice. And how would you see yourself using this, the practice, after this course? You've really dived deep into it, and now when you return home, how are you going to integrate it in your life?
Yeah, I definitely want to teach and share the technology with people, but I'm very curious about numerology and astrology, so I would like to go deeper on these techniques, and also the Shakti dance, so which is a more fluid movement, and yeah, for me flow is very important.
Cool. And what is the biggest takeaway you got from this course?
That doesn't matter how far you are on your journey, you're always gonna find transformation, you're always gonna have something to work on, and every day is a new day to start over.
Sweet. Thank you so much, Satnam.
Hello, my name is Flavia Eberhard and I'm 43 years old. I was born in Brazil and now live in Mexico. And I've been practicing yoga since I'm 19 years old, so quite a while ago, but different forms of yoga, and I also teach power yoga. Kundalini came to me 10 years ago, and that was my first practice through someone that was in the same sport as I was. And it brought me curiosity into the practice by being a more spiritual practice that works more in your inner body. And 2 years ago, I started practicing more Kundalini, and now I'm here taking an instructor trainer course, and I'm very happy because this kind of yoga is really the yoga of inner knowledge. And the more you look within, the more you work through the kriyas, through the pranayamas, through the meditations, you are really able to connect to a layer of yourself, of your true identity, that I believe it takes longer when you're working it with yogas that work more in your physical body. So yeah, Kundalini is a very interesting practice and very powerful.
Very nice. So what is from this course, from this almost a month training, what is the biggest takeaway you got here?
I believe the meditations were very empowering, and they were able to dig in into layers, into emotions, bring back memories that I didn't even know they were there. So, and through that, I was able to, by connecting to these emotions and to these moments, I was, I believe, able to heal some things that I didn't even know they were there.
Okay. And what was your best moment?
My best moment? I really loved, through this practice, we had also been meeting through in smaller groups of the students, of the trainees, which we call Jetta groups. And I have to say, these have been a great opportunity to face our positive things, and also, I wouldn't say of our defects, but our biggest challenges. And together as a group, we've been able to work together. And I believe that has been a very good opportunity, and I really hope we can keep up with this group. And I believe actually that the most important thing that we made, besides the practice, besides this inward looking and unlayering, unveiling, it has to be the friendships that I hope to take it forever.
Ah, oh, that's so beautiful. Mm. Happy to be in your Jetta group.
Thank you.
Satnam, Flavia.
Hi, hello. My name is Via Jyoti, real name Lino. I'm 34 years old and I'm from Italy, but I live in London. And I discovered Kundalini Yoga, as taught by Yogi Bhajan, 2.5 years ago in London, by a teacher that is still my teacher. She's called Jane. And it made an impact on me, like quite a lot. And I'm a bit confused now after the training because the experience is quite different. Like I had a kind of a Kundalini awakening, but I wasn't ready for it.
And you had it here?
No, in London actually, in the beginning. And I didn't see her very much, like, I don't know, I've done like a couple of months or maybe more, let's say 5 months every week. And I wasn't ready for it, and I was in a very not good relationship. So I was, it made me realize that I had to break up with this person. And same time I had this awakening, and it was quite not under control, if you know what I mean. Because my lower chakras and stuff, it wasn't really controlled.
Balanced.
No. So it was a bit too much. So I stopped. And then I did it throughout these 2.5 years, like here and then sometime. I also did classical Kundalini. And I did my training in Hatha Yoga. So, yeah, that's how I discovered it. And after this training, I don't know.
You'll see.
As in, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I cannot wait to go back to do it there, because I think that if you do it once a week or twice a week and you do your practice, it's something. If you do it every day intensive like this,
like 6 hours a day,
it's too much.
It's a lot. Yeah.
You kind of lose the thing. You kind of yeah.
Mm-mm.
You are physically tired and you start losing the. I don't know, you know, people were sick, then, you know, dramas and stuff.
It's time to go for
you. I really think that it's something that you need to experience with your practice, surely, day by day. But if you have a group practice, it should be like once a week or twice a week.
And then for the rest, your own personal practice.
Yeah, because if you do it like every day like this, I don't know. It can be either too much or too destructive. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing.
No worries.
Satnam.
Satnam.
Hello, my name is Nuria. I'm 34 years old and I'm from Barcelona. And I discovered Kundalini Yoga like 3 years ago. And it was by chance, actually. My sister was going through a very hard time. Like she was feeling very stressed and very anxious. And then she had this friend who was talking about this yoga that was like doing something with like your energy. And then you could sleep better and you could like, you know, have more energy in a good way, not in an anxious way. So she started going and she came back the first day and she was so much better. Like she was like, she was actually in tears saying, oh, I think I found something that can help me, you know, go through this dark time. And so I was so curious that I went with her like once. And then I just fell in love with the power. Like in the beginning, I have to say, I felt a little bit taken aback by the chanting and by like the opening, the session and everything. I was like, what is this? Like I wasn't used to that kind of yoga tradition. But then I think once you get past that, and you, at least for me, once I got past that and I got like more trusting and more connected, I discovered it had so much power, like for not only for stress and anxiety, but also for focus and self-guidance, which is what I sometimes lack more, or what I find it harder to achieve in a way. And then also another thing that amazes me is like how you can open your intuition through meditations and how you can connect with your deeper self. Like I feel there's like many layers that we have and we're not aware of all of them. So Kundalini gives you this awareness of what's within so you can work with it in a way. And it also gives you the tools to work with it. So it's not only going deeper and see what's there, but also see how you can work with it with the tools you're given. So that's why I love it so much.
It's so nice.
Yay.
It's fun because we've been in the Jeddah group. We've been sharing every morning. And it was very funny to see you consciously using the tools in your toolbox. Sometimes in the conversations when they got rough, I could really see you like taking just those few breaths, grabbing something out of your toolbox and then applying it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not so reactive at all. Like sometimes it got a little bit rowdy or whatever, but you would be like, breathe in, breathe out, and then...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, breathing sometimes is the best you can do.
Yeah, it's often the best you can do, what everyone should do. Yeah. And now we've done this training.
Yes.
200 hours Kundalini, yes. Estopa Yogi Bhajan, and we're almost ready. We pretty much are ready. Only one sadhana to go. What was your biggest struggle during this training period of 25 days?
The biggest struggle, I would say at the beginning, maybe more physical in a way. It never got too physical, but like I thought it would be like, I think maybe physical, I have to think. Let me see. The biggest struggle has been, in on the one hand, commitment, because it's something that sometimes it's hard for me, and not questioning too much, because there's many things we did in the training and many things you do in Kundalini that sometimes you don't know what you're doing them for. And I'm like, I can be very irrational, very mental. So then I'm like, wait, what is this for? What is this for? And very like, goal oriented, you know, and here is more a trusting process. So I guess getting rid of those mental like limitations and going more like more with my heart and
go beyond that.
Exactly. Yeah, and stop questioning and just doing it and experiencing it, and then you're like, oh, I see why we're doing this.
Yeah,
so instead
that's
of
it.
Asking, just doing.
Rather than labeling everything that you do and questioning it, like really diving into that experience. Yeah. All right. And what is the biggest takeaway?
Like the journey, it's like a journey back home for me, this training. It's just reconnecting with my past, in a way, kind of remembering even beyond things I think I could not remember. So remembering, healing, so I could like reconnect, and that from there, walk. Like, you know, forward. But it's been a journey back home, so I can continue somewhere.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing, Nuria.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tatiana, and my spiritual name is Sangeet Jodhpreem. I'm 32 years old. I'm from Germany, and I have 3 kids. And I have been practicing Kundalini Yoga regularly every day since more or less 1.5 years.
So how did you get introduced to you Kundalini Yoga, or what triggered you to start the practice?
I've known Kundalini Yoga for about 12 years, and I had an on and off relationship with it. So it took me lots of years to really start and keep going and doing it every day. But I started because I had a problem with my food intake. I had food intolerances, like histamine intolerance, which is very complicated and very hard on the body, and you literally don't feel any your life just sucks, basically. Yeah, really, that's the way it is. And that's how I started, because I wanted to change my life. I thought Kundalini Yoga would be the thing to help me to get rid of it, and it did. So I changed my whole diet, and I started doing Kundalini Yoga every day. I actually just wanted to do it for 5 weeks, and then I just kept going because I felt so good. And well, then unfortunately I got breast cancer. So my first thought was, why am I getting this now? I got rid of my problems, and now I have a bigger one. What's this? Why me? I'm doing Kundalini Yoga. I shouldn't get any sickness. But then, I don't know, it just, in the end, it makes all perfect sense for me, because it really... also, this being sick helped me a lot. I grew a lot. I developed so much strength. And what kept me going was Kundalini Yoga. So, yeah, first I thought, why should I still do it? It didn't help me. But it's obviously it's the wrong thinking, right? So I just kept going, doing it.
You told me, like, with lunch, I think that you did your sadhana pretty much.
Yeah.
Or every damn day.
Every day.
Even when you're in a hospital.
Yeah, I was in a hospital like 3 times a week. And I also did it at home after chemotherapy. I had 16 chemotherapies. And, well, I started sharing it on Instagram because I wanted to
help. How can people find help. You?
Just me, Tatiana. That's my, like, just me. It's just me. And, yeah, sharing it to help others, which also kept me going and to really be disciplined, doing it every day. Which is sometimes quite hard, as you know, right?
I know.
But it, I can say now, after, I think it's like, it was 10 months of treatment. So I got the chemotherapy, and after that, they took both my breasts and lymph nodes. So it's a big, big surgery.
Tell I can me how say long now. How did the surgery go?
It's, so for I think 2 months and 1.5 months. No, 3 months. And then you have a period of time where you heal. So this ended 1.5 months
it's
ago.
It's so crazy. And you're sitting here.
Yeah.
Practicing every day, not missing a single thing. And you look so radiant. I get
Thank
like,
you so much.
it's incredible. I will share photos with this episode because it's just incredible. And your story that you just kept going and that you inspire others with your story and like your message. Keep up.
Keep up, whatever it is in life. That's what Kundalini Yoga is about. It's not about you don't get sick. No, we eventually get sick. That's just life.
Shit happens in
Shit
life.
Shit happens. We sometimes we don't have the control over it. But Kundalini Yoga gives you the tools to
cope with it.
To cope with it. Yeah, to keep going. And to enjoy life anyway. And I'm feeling so great. I feel better than before I had breast cancer. And that's all because of Kundalini Yoga. Yeah. And now I want to share it with the world besides Instagram, right?
Yeah. So you'll start teaching?
I will definitely start teaching. So and nice. I'm going on a world trip with my family for 1.5 years at least. And I will definitely teach all around the world. That's my goal.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
Satnam.
Hi, my name is Jyoti Nanda. I'm 31 years old from Toronto. And I love Kundalini Yoga because it allows me to tune in to all aspects of energy using my body, my mind, my emotions. It's all encompassing. So I love it in that way because it allows me to just have such an incredible experience using my entire embodiment. That's why I love Kundalini Yoga. I discovered Kundalini Yoga about a decade ago. It came to me in the form of a book, and the book was by Gurmukh Kaur Khalsa. And it's interesting because I read the book, I resonated so much with it. I thought it was fascinating. And, you know, there's like this little old radiant woman on the cover and she's doing splits and she looks so happy. And I knew there was something to it. And my sister was practicing Kundalini Yoga at the time for emotional reasons. And I was going through a really rough time with a boyfriend. And she said, this is what you need. So I started practicing. And throughout the years, I kind of went in and out of it. I guess I wasn't fully ready, but it's also because I didn't understand the power of Kundalini Yoga. I didn't understand. I thought I just wasn't ready for it in its entirety. And throughout the years, for the past 10 years, I've looked into so many different methodologies of spirituality, meditation, and I've been a very intense seeker of truth. And now I found my way back 10 years later to do Kundalini Yoga teacher training with Gurmukh.
On the book.
Who was on the book? And it's perfect in the way it happened. I understand it so much more. And I know that everything works in perfect timing because I couldn't have appreciated it the way I do now. So it's been incredible.
Hello, my name is Arielle Christian. I am 29 years old from Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, and I discovered Kundalini Yoga about 2 years ago, I guess. It was really random. I was at what we call the flea off market. So it's kind of like a farmer's market, but then there are people there selling crafts and stuff. It's a very chill thing to do on the weekends. I was there with a buddy, and he had a friend in from out of town from Portland, Oregon, and she was talking about this thing called Kundalini. And I'm like, what the heck is this, right? But she's like, you should do it. She barely knows me, but she seems like insistent on like, you should do it. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, as I'm sitting there drinking my flea tea, which is like a mixed vodka drink, and it's like daytime, you know, and there are like chickens running around beside, very, very Kentucky. But I'm like, okay. And it's something, it's a word in my head at that point, a little seed. And a year goes by because really not much is offered in the way of Kundalini in Louisville, Kentucky. We have lots of other yoga, but Kundalini, not so much. But then a couple, like the next summer, I'm at this medicine man's place in Montana, and there's this other gal there who's doing frogs, what we call frogs, which is a posture in Kundalini, where you're going up and down and up and down and up and down in the living room. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she starts talking about Kundalini. And so that was the second seed. And then finally I get back to Louisville and someone's offering a pop-up workshop, a Kundalini workshop. And I'm like, okay, like Kundalini, let's do this. And I go and I just fall in love immediately. First of all, the teacher is great. She's this little Australian lassie with just such an open heart and good vibes. And then she had us dancing around the room as we sometimes like to do in Kundalini to a Justin Timberlake song. And I don't know, from that moment, I just felt so good afterward. I actually like backed into a car after the class, just very lightly. But I didn't care. I checked it, of course, but everything was good. But I didn't care. I was just feeling so light and free, which is...
Did you cry at first session?
I was crying. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but definitely cried. And then, you know, it's only been here and there that I've been able to take classes because, like I said, there's just not a ton where I live. But now I'm here and it's been a whole life changer. And I knew I loved it from the first moment, but diving in deeper here at the teacher's training.
So wait a minute. Just from a few classes that you ever did, what made you decide to do teacher training then all of a sudden?
It was just something deep within me. I just felt that calling from like, from the different aspects of Kundalini, because there's like mantra that you use, so sound, which I love to sing, and I love rhythm, and that just gets me going. And then that we do strange things like pulling in some dance or
calling like
a crow, which that's an extreme thing, yeah. But I mean, that's something that we do. And just how playful it is. I think in all of my life, I just want in every day to find a playfulness, to approach life with playfulness.
Yeah. There's such like a big challenge in you. Yeah. The moment when you walked into the room, we've been roommates, guys.
Yeah, we have.
That was like so clear.
Yeah, and just I love jumping up and down, screaming. I know, I feel that from you.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, to see the world with eyes of a child and so fresh all the time is what keeps me alive, at least, and going. And but yeah, and really I came here just to go deeper into myself. I think I would like to teach. I'm still not 100% sure, but yeah, just to be here and shed layers and then find more of that, that joy and playfulness.
What was your best moment throughout this course?
Oh, bless it. Well, I mean, the very first day, Gromunk, our lead teacher, had us shaking like hell for 23 minutes, wasn't it? So that just set me off right, because I think I was kind of born to just shake, rattle, and roll. So yeah, I mean, there have been many. I'll have to think about that
there
more.
Many, yeah.
But yeah, I've loved it.
Thank you so much for sharing, Ariel.
Thanks, babe.
Wow, and that brings us to the end of this podcast episode. I am forever grateful for the contribution of all the yogis and teachers who have had their say in this podcast. I think it just gives such an incredible overview of what Kundalini Yoga as taught by Yogi Bhajan is. And to honor Yogi Bhajan, I would love to end with something that he wrote in his book, and which I think is very applicable to now and where we are and what's happening in the world. So if you have a moment, just sit down, close your eyes. And if not, just invite some presence in whatever situation or posture you are at. Close down your eyes, take an inhalation through the nose. Sighing out through the mouth. Relax. One more just like that. Inhale. And exhale. Our future is now, and our presence is our purity. We don't have to purify ourselves because we are pure. We simply have to not make it ugly by diversion, concussions, and stories, creating meaningless romance and fantasies. You have to come to the awareness of how bad and unfortunate we have made this world, and how beautiful actually God created it. That piece and many more beautiful pieces has been written by Yogi Bhajan, and you can find it in the book which we use during a teacher training, The Aquarian Teacher. So in case you're curious about what actual training we did, you can go for a visit to Golden Bridge Yoga. This is the institute of where we did our training. It's goldenbridgeyoga.com. You'll find our beautiful teachers there, other amazing trainings coming up. And yes, I would like to end with a big fat Satnam, which means the truth is your identity. I want to thank you so, so much for listening. And I would love for you to just leave a tiny little review and some stars if you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to share with others, because that's what we're here for, to raise the awareness, our own awareness, but then we can collectively do so by sharing the light and the love. Sat Nam.